He didn't listen as he leaned his head down to hers and nibbled a small path along her hairline. "I thought you wanted me to come ease your aching loins," he whispered in her ear. Her body on fire from his nearness and the scent of sandalwood that filled her head, Grace blushed as she remembered her words to Selina. "My loins are just fine and are quite happy as they are."
"I promise you, I could make them much, much happier."
Oh, she didn't doubt it in the least. "If you don't behave, I'm gonna make you leave the room." She looked up at him and caught the disbelief in his eyes.
"I don't understand why you would send me away," he said.
"Because I'm not gonna use you like some nameless boy toy who has no purpose except to serve me, okay? I don't want to be intimate with a man I don't know." His blue eyes troubled, he finally withdrew from her and settled down beside her. Grace took a deep breath as she tried to calm her racing heart and tame the fire in her blood. Goodness, he was a hard man to say no to. "Do you really think you're going to be able to sleep with this guy lying next to you? What, do you have rocks for brains?" Closing her eyes, she recited her boring litany. She had to go to sleep. There were no ifs, ands, or buts about it, or even gorgeous Julian's. Julian propped the pillows up behind his back and looked over at Grace. This would be the first time in his exceptionally long life that he spent a night with a woman without making love to her. It was inconceivable. No woman had ever pushed him away before. She rolled over with another handset like the one she'd shown him downstairs. She pressed a button and turned on the TV, then lowered the sound of people talking. "This is for the lights," she said, pressing another button. Immediately, the lights turned off, leaving the TV to cast shadows on the wall behind him. "I'm a pretty sound sleeper, so I don't think you'll wake me." She handed him the handset. "Good night, Julian of Macedon."
"Good night, Grace,"
he whispered, watching the way her soft hair fanned out over the pillow as she snuggled down to sleep. He put the handset aside and watched her for a long while as the light from the TV flickered across the relaxed planes of her face. He could tell when she finally fell asleep by the evenness of her breathing. It was only then that he finally dared to touch her, dared to trace the gentle outline of her soft cheek with the pad of his forefinger. His body reacted with such violence that he bit his lip to keep from cursing. Fire streamed through his blood. He'd known stabbing desires all his life, first a hunger in his belly for food, then a burning thirst for love and respect, and finally the demanding one in his loins for the wet sleekness of a woman's body. But never, never had he experienced anything like this. It was a hunger so strong, so raw, that it threatened his very sanity. And all he could think of was spreading her creamy, silken thighs and planting himself deep inside her, of sliding in and out of her body over and over until they both screamed out their release in unison. Only that would never happen. Julian moved farther away from her, to a safe distance in the bed where he could no longer smell her sweet feminine scent, feel the heat of her body beneath the covers.